So when you get external funds, regardless of whether it's from a federal agency or a farmer, all of that needs to be disclosed. It's disclosed when you write your papers, that whatever funding source it is. When you review a paper, you need to disclose to the editor if you have any funding and conflicts of interest there. And those funding sources obviously need to be disclosed internally to your department whenever you have external funding. So, and when you give a talk at a national lecture, the first thing you do is talk about your funding sources there. In fact, under the new federal rules, for instance, even so, if you receive any money as a grant, if you get other funding from, even if it's from a nonprofit, even if it's not funds to you directly, for instance, for travel, that has to be disclosed. So, for instance, I'm working on some guidelines for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. I get no money for this, but I do get to travel every now and then to Washington and stay in overnight in Washington and work at the headquarters for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation of Bethesda. And they cover the cost of my room. That has to be disclosed, even though I'm not receiving any direct funds. So the rules have gotten tighter and tighter, but whether those actually rise to the level of a conflict of interest is not automatically. Depends on the amount and what the relationship is to what you're actually doing. Transparency is the key. You disclose, when in doubt, disclose, and let the lawyers and the regulators decide whether it is something that requires further efforts. And here, if there is a conflict of interest, some of it's handled by disclosure. Some may require a conflict of interest plan as to actually how to deal with the conflict of interest. And in some cases, you may have certain prohibitions on what you could actually do. That is, if you're receiving a large amount of direct salary, you may not be allowed to serve as a primary investigator on a project for that company, as an example.